and Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight I have with us Brian Cunningham, and we're going to talk about a really fabulous product that he has. It's called Gabitrol, and I normally don't promote products on my show, as you well know, but this one's different. It really works. I use it myself. My family uses it, and first time I tried it, I was just amazed. So, Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and how you came to do what you do, where people find you, and a little bit about Gabitrol.
Yeah, sure, Eva. Thanks for having me on. As you well know, I began my career as an environmental engineer working for a consulting company and began to realize the intimate relationship between our environment and our own personal health. And, of course, now that's really taken off with this new field of epigenetics, which shows that your environment, from your thoughts to your beliefs to, you know, the people in your neighborhood to the chemicals in your environment, all turn on your genes much more than, of course, than just your genes being like a machine that kick on. It's actually your environment that really triggers that stuff. So that really fascinated me, and I wanted to go and become a doctor. I went to medical school, New York Medical College, and first step as an engineer to get into medical school is you have to get a degree in health. So I was pursuing my graduate degree in epidemiology. And along the way, I began to realize that modern medicine, while it was great, was not really getting to the root cause of the problem. What I discovered, Eva, was that something, I like to use the phrase, our feelings drive our physiology, meaning that it's our emotions. Our brain, of course, is the master organ. And what governs our brain is these impulses, these emotional impulses that really make us do things like reach for junk food, sit on the couch and not exercise, not deal with our problems, or deal with our problems, you know, in a positive or negative way. And so I began looking, is there some way I could create a product that could help make us feel more positive, that could reduce stress and anxiety? Because if you had to use an umbrella term for negative feelings, I think the term stress or feelings of anxiety, depression, those negative emotions would really be an overarching or an umbrella theme. And so I began to look at the brain, Eva, and say, what is it in the brain, the chemicals in the brain, the chemistry that needs to be changed to make people feel better? And of course, as you know, the number one chemical in the brain is GABA. John Gray, the best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, who happens to love this product, says GABA is the I love molecule. It makes people feel happy and joyous and just kind of like in love with life, which is kind of how we all want to feel. So I began to look at ways to elevate GABA, and of course, as you know, that's what led me to develop this product called Gabitrol.
So let me ask you this. Did you have an event in your life where you needed that to make you seek this thing out?
Actually, I have many events, actually. It's called Monday Morning. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, listen, in all honesty, like everybody, you know, I've had some serious life-changing events. I've had some traumas and some challenges. You know, I think everyone really has, I like to say we're all carrying our cross, really. You know, I think that all of us really have a cross to bear in this world. This is part of existence, right?
So my listeners, I like for them to hear the stories kind of because it helps them be able to relate and know that there's help.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, my inspiration was more seeing my parents struggle with their emotional problems because I grew up in a pretty dysfunctional family with, you know, alcoholic parents. You know, parents that didn't, you know, they were from the farmlands of Ireland. They were from, you know, my mother was from the north. There was a war-torn area where there was a lot of fighting still going on with the British, of course. And so they didn't have the tools to know how to deal with their problems. And so, you know, for a lot of people from poor nations, alcohol is a way to self-medicate, you know. So if there really was a traumatic experience that got me on this road, I think it was just seeing that, you know, seeing how people, not just my parents, but a lot of people actually don't deal with their problems, don't step up and do the right thing. They kind of, you know, kind of cower and retreat in a sense. And so that pain of having a dysfunctional family really put me on the road to being, you know, healthy and positive. And you probably doing the same thing, the Tony Robbins, you know, neuro-linguistic programming and, you know, Deepak Chopra, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum spirituality, if you want to call it. You know, the whole idea of expanding my infinite self really is what it all came down to, you know?
Yeah, we've all done our seeking.
I'm sure.
All of us. That's what I call it, seeking. So talk to me about the blend of this GABA, because there's a big controversy between a lot of people about GABA crossing the blood-brain barrier.
That's right.
So I want you to talk about what your combination of products and why it works. And then I want you to, as best you can, if you can, and you may not can, how do you know it crosses the blood-brain barrier? How do you know that it's not doing it in the gut as opposed to the brain? Because, you know, gut's the second brain nowadays.
Yeah, sure.
So that's I sit on this board of this group called the Alliance for Addiction Solution, and this is an actively hot topic among the people that we have talking is about all the time is whether GABA crosses the blood-brain or whether it's happening in the gut. So
yeah.
I'm just curious what you know about that, why
sure.
your product works.
Well, again, why this product works, and you know, the main thing I think for your listeners is that, as you said, this is it's potentially a life-changing product, number one. Arjuna Arda is the best-selling author of Quantum Leap. No, I'm sorry. Leap Before You Look was his book. And the Translucent, he wrote two books, The Translucent View as well. And he's called it Meditation in a Bottle. And the reason why I think that you and I both are realizing this is a life-changing product is because it really does make you present and awake and able to make the right choices in your life. In other words, most of us are kind of on autopilot. We're reacting to what goes on in life, and we're not really doing the right things. Listen, the fact that most of us still have problems and haven't solved them, whether it's paying our bills or solving relationship problems or losing that weight, getting to the gym, stopping eating all those negative foods, if you're in control of yourself, like you, as we think you are, or as we all think we are, why haven't you solved your problems? Because the truth is, you're not in control. You only think you're in control. And what Gabatrol does is, it literally wakes you up and puts you back in control. And that's why I think you said it really is potentially a life-changing product. And the reason why it works, getting back to your question, is because, again, the two chemicals in your brain that really help you to calm down, to be present, and to be able to make better choices are number one, GABA, and number two, serotonin. GABA, of course, is the number one. It really is the anti-stress neurotransmitter. And the problem with regular GABA, as you pointed out, and also Pharma GABA, which is a proprietary technology grown on algae in Japan by a company, is that Pharma GABA...
That it did nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Regular GABA and Pharma GABA do not cross the blood-brain barrier. And phenyl GABA, which is a special kind of GABA that we use, has been studied extensively. There are over 54, I believe, studies on phenyl GABA, most of them from Russia and Europe, in animal and human subjects, showing that it does have much more potent effects on all types of conditions, whether it be anxiety, stuttering, post-traumatic stress disorder, social phobias, depression, and the animal model showed that, again, these are mammalian, we can't study it in people, of course, because that would be, it would be a human rights violation, but we do study it in animal models, and it's been shown in mammalian models, and we're mammals as well, that it does cross the blood-brain barrier. So it does have some studies showing that it does do that, actually.
Because this is really a big topic in a group of people that I work with.
Yeah.
What did they do? How did they test the brain? How did they know it's literally in the brain?
Well, there's two ways. I mean, I'd have to go up and look at each study to quote it, but there's two ways typically. Number one, they have like an isotope. They can have like a radioactive marker of GABA. And number two, they can also, I guess, they can take slices of a brain before and after. In other words, they can actually do a biopsy of a brain and get like a certain background level of GABA, and then they can actually test it afterwards as well. I mean, I would actually need to go and look up the studies to give you a more specific answer. I did not realize you were going to ask me such a specific question, but I could look it up and let you know. Actually, if you want,
that's all right.
If you go to my website, rxstress.com, there's an FAQ section there. I will post an answer later on this evening on the FAQ section at rxstress.com about this particular question.
Okay, because I've referred some people. I sent that article that you sent me, some people that actually do these kinds of research that have been having these arguments, and so I wanted them to know. So
I'll definitely look it up and get back to you with more specifics, for sure.
But no hurry, just in time. So let's talk about your binders to this phenyl GABA and what those things do. Tell us about that, because it makes it different.
Well, it is a holistic blend. It's not just a GABA formula. I mean, it is other agents that work on the brain chemistry in a variety of ways. Most of them support healthy GABA function, and also most of them support healthy what's called inhibitory function. Now, your brain, of course, is full of neurons, brain cells, and they are shooting signals, electrical signals, across their cell membranes all the time. What taurine and glycine do, these two amino acids, are they help to calm these down. They actually help to stabilize electrical signals going across cell membranes. And so if you have an overexcited state, they will help to calm that down. Taurine actually works also on GABA receptors, and so it can help to calm down via GABA modulation. Glycine, believe it or not, now these two amino acids are miraculous in their own respect. Glycine, as an example, is also in and of itself an inhibitory neurotransmitter. It actually functions to help the brain to calm down and relax. So, I mean, besides the fact that they're both involved in liver detox, taurine is involved, they're both antioxidants, taurine is involved in cardiac tissue health as well. Taurine also is good for people who work out because it has some anti-catabolic properties. I mean, these amino acids are really amazing, but specifically here, of course, for anxiety and feelings of stress, this is where they really shine, especially.
When I did it, I have PTSD, and I get this, whenever a button gets pushed, I get this little thing where I feel like I'm shaking on the inside. I don't know if that makes sense. It took that away in 15 minutes. It was gone. So how often can I do that? Can I overdose myself on this product?
Yeah, you could. I mean, in all fairness, it's very powerful. People have to respect this product. It's very potent. I mean, listen, I've had people report feelings of euphoria, intoxication, and of course then the downside with that is feeling sleepy or lethargic as well if you take too much. So, you know, John Gray has a video on YouTube where he talks about this transcendent experience he had. He took like 10 or 12 capsules of Gabatrol, and him and his wife just had a very romantic weekend. He swears by it for improving the quality of relationships because, of course, listen, a lot of us are so stressed out, we lose our sex drive. And so what's the number one thing people use to increase their sense of romance is alcohol, of course. And guess what alcohol does? It works on GABA to some degree. So John was right when he said that. He said another time he was playing the piano for like 7 hours straight because he got so creative. It really does unleash this person inside you, the person you always want to be. And so John says it's a really good way to tap into that creativity, which I thought was pretty interesting as well. But yeah, you have to be careful. You're right, Eva. You really have to be respectful of the product and not take too much. And then also not use it every day. It's best, I think, used cyclically or periodically, meaning, you know, on the days that you're challenged, you can take it. If you're going through a hard time, maybe for a week or two, you could take it every day. But definitely the best way is to use it on and off, rotating it in some fashion. You know, for me, if I take it today, I'll still feel it tomorrow, so I can do one day on, one day off. A lot of people report back to us that they like doing it like 3 to 4 days on and 2 or 3 days off. That seems to work for a lot of people as well.
So could you talk to me about the electrical properties? Because that's an important thing, I think, about it.
The electrical properties? I'm not following.
Yeah. I'm trying to look on here where I found that. About the electrical impulses?
Well, as I said before, you have communication via neuronal communication is done via electrical signals across the cell membranes. And again, people, and one of the reasons why, for example, excitotoxicity caused by, say, MSG, for example, monosodium glutamate, these excitotoxins, they amp up this signaling too much. The neurons get overexcited, and so they're jamming out too much electrical signals, too many currents, in a sense, or impulses are going out. And if you want to use a crude analogy, you're kind of overheating the wires, and what happens, of course, is that the wires burn out, and that's what happens. People actually have been known to have all kinds of side effects from taking things like MSG because of potential excitotoxic effects. You know, even things like caffeine and stimulants can cause, in a sense, too much stimulation, and we feel uneasy and anxiety. Too much caffeine can cause anxiety. So, again, taurine and glycine are great because they help to stabilize that process. Now, the beauty of this, Eva, what I think is really amazing, is that they don't make you sleepy. All they do is balance you out. So, for example, if you have to get up in the morning and you don't want to get sleepy, of course, you take taurine and glycine or the in gabapentin, and you'll still find that you're not going to be drowsy, because what they do is they kind of work with your brain chemistry. So if you're going, in a sense, to wake up, they'll take you there faster. If you're going after work to relax and kind of wind down, they'll take you there as well. They kind of go with whatever your brain is going with and kind of facilitate that.
So you also say that it raises dopamine. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, dopamine
First,
is another...
Tell my listening. Yeah, tell them what it is and what it does.
Yeah, it's another neurotransmitter. It is more of an excitatory neurotransmitter, but a lot of people seem to have low dopamine levels for some reason. We're not really sure why. Probably because of chronic stress. It can definitely burn out, I think, a lot of different chemicals in the brain and the adrenal glands. And so we've added some tyrosine in there just to support healthy dopamine production. This is not really a dopaminergic type of product, and if you have any concerns with that, you should consult with your doctor, of course. But again, my approach is life is about making beautiful music. And of course, in your brain, it's the same analogy. You want to have the beautiful music of all the chemicals in your brain, all the instruments, of course, working together in concert. So you want to have GABA and serotonin and dopamine, you know, functioning properly. And so we've added tyrosine in there just to provide some of the necessary building blocks to support healthy dopamine production. So if you are deficient, especially in dopamine, you know, the additional tyrosine there could be advantageous for those types of people. But it's very hard to elevate dopamine. I mean, really, the only specific dopaminergic substances I know available as over-the-counter are things like Makuna Purens, believe it or not. That's one of the only ones I know. Or L-Dopa, which comes from Makuna, is one of the only ones. But besides that, just, you know, some extra tyrosine to support dopamine function. Kana as well. We also want to support healthy serotonergic function as well. Of course, serotonin is the neurotransmitter that helps us to be, feel, I guess, in a sense, what? Not depressed, happy in a sense, right? People, when they're depressed, they go on Prozac, Zoloft. These are called SSRIs. That means selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They work on the serotonergic system. MAO inhibitors are another type. St. John's wort works as an MAO inhibitor. That means that the monoamine oxidase, they inhibit that. That's another enzyme that's involved in the degradation of serotonin. So what we added here was a fast-acting serotonin agent called Scheletium tortosum. It's an herb. The short name, of course, is Kana. It's been around for about 500 years in South Africa. The Dutch, when they first sailed over there and settled in South Africa, they noticed that the indigenous peoples were chewing this Kana leaf all day. And they're like, why are they chewing this leaf? And they said the reason is, number one, it helps with stress. Number two, because they have to go for long periods of time hunting out, you know, in the savannas of Africa, they would chew this because it helped to control their appetite. Now, you would say, well, how does that work? Well, because you have a lot of serotonin receptors in your GI tract, in your gut. So if you can modulate serotonin, not only do you help feel better in your brain, but your gut, you're not going to be as hungry, and so they can actually go longer periods without having to eat. So it's a good balance, I think. That, you know, of course, GABA is the number one thing we focus on, but then we do provide some good backup support on both dopamine and serotonin.
So what, how does it affect electrolytes? That interests me. Electrolytes and I'm looking at your paper here that you sent me. I'd like to know. And arrhythmias, that those two things kind of go hand in hand. How does it contribute to helping those things be better?
Well, I mean, I know that, you know, again, if we're referring to cardiac issues, I know
and
that...
here, let me say something. I forgot to say this to my listening audience. Mr. Cunningham is not a medical doctor, are you, I don't think?
No, I'm not.
We're not trying to treat, we're not trying to diagnose, we're just trying to provide you with information. So just consider everything that we're giving you information. We're not diagnosing or treating. Okay. Just want to make sure we're covered on that.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, sure. And again, as far as, arrhythmias, any kind of cardiac issue, the number one amino acid that really shines in that respect is taurine. And again, we do put, a significant quantity of taurine per serving because of the fact that there's so much science behind it being advantageous, you know, again, mostly for the inhibition in brain chemistry, which means the ability to relax brain chemistry. But, you know, as an ancillary benefit, you're right. I mean, you can't beat something like taurine as far as helping people with cardiac function as well. So that's always something really good that people could look into as well.
And you mentioned that it increases resistance to detrimental effects of edema on mitochondria. So does that mean that it helps prevent edema in your body?
Which one is this now? Which amino acid?
The phenyl-GABA.
Oh, phenyl-GABA. I mean, again, you're getting into some very specific, possible actions that I really can't speak of because of the fact that I've only focused on this product for dealing with, feelings of anxiety or stress. I can tell you, though, that we get people calling in every day, I mean, literally every day, with all types of life-changing results. I mean, somebody was just telling me they lost like 20 pounds, they were pre-diabetic, they had some type of issue with their heart, and all these things were ameliorated. I'm not saying they were completely mitigated, but their doctor was even surprised at how much they had reversed. And this person swears it's because of the positive effects of gabapentin. Somebody else called in about 3 or 4 months ago with spastic angina, their heart. They had heart irregularities, and it was brought on to some degree by their anxiety. So they were on, I think, Cardizem and a benzodiazepine, two very potent medications. Mm-hmm. Nancy Orban, her name is. She's actually one of her testimonials on the website. If you go to the RX Stress, www.rxstress.com website, you can see her testimonial. Also, you know, Eva, I just want to make a note. I will give all your listeners that order tonight free shipping. I do definitely want to promote some kind of a special. So if they want to order, I'll definitely give everybody free shipping tonight. So if the show's shipping on the order, I'll just reverse that tomorrow, and they'll get that refunded to them in their account. But
okay,
know
that.
Yeah.
All of our listeners aren't always live. A lot of them are on the archives because of the time.
Well, then you know what? If they put the radio show or mention your name on the note when they order, because there's a little section for notes. If they mention your name, they'll get free shipping on their order. Actually, that's not a problem.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem at all. But yeah, as far as the the side effects, people calling in with other types of downstream effects, again. This is the crux, Eva. People don't realize this, again, that, and this is from Dr. Oz to the World Health Organization to the American Psychological Association, the science shows that stress is the leading cause of all people's health problems. I'm talking from arthritis, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, suicide, you name it. Stress is the factor, not only because stress elevates the detrimental hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, which are very pro-inflammatory, carcinogenic, catabolic, meaning they break down tissue like brain tissue. Dr. Nicholas Perricone of The Wrinkle Cure said cortisol is the death hormone. Why? Because it makes your brain shrink. That's why you don't want to be stressed out for long periods of time. But stress is endemic. Everybody is so stressed out, they think it's normal. People actually think that they work better under stress. How many people have I talked to, Eva, saying, I don't mind the stress. It gets me out of bed in the morning. It's like a cultural, it's like cool to be stressed. It's cool to be amped up on caffeine all day. But you know what? When you're getting sick in your 30s and 40s and you're obese and you have a tumor and you're going to chemo, it's not so cool then. So, you know, people need to wake up and realize, wow, this society that we live in, the pressure, the tension to keep pushing forward is dysfunctional. And if you don't realize that, you know, then really, this product is not going to help you. But if you want to check out of this constant vicious cycle of stress and anxiety, this is definitely one way to do it. And we, again, like you said, we've had people report all kinds of effects because when you remove the stress and anxiety, the body heals, and all of a sudden, all kinds of things can actually start getting back to being normal again. Homeostasis can be restored.
Well, I'd like to share a couple of stories. I have people in my life. I have one person in my life that has a very severe, perhaps even bipolar issue with severe rage that just comes out of nowhere instantaneously. When I give that person this product, within 15 minutes, that person said, the first time I gave it to them, said, oh my God, what did you give me? Felt like they had a Klonopin or a Xanax or something. And, I mean, it's literally made that person be able to have control. I have another person in my life who it was my daughter, actually. Everybody knows this story, so I don't mind saying. She got raped a while back.
Oh, my God.
Started using, yeah, it was terrible. It was by a gang. It was an awful experience. And she started self-medicating with street drugs, and she started cutting, and it was just horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
And so, remember when I called you originally?
Yeah, sure, I remember, yeah.
The problem that I was trying to get some help for. And I gave her this problem, and she goes, oh, my God, Mom, I feel like you just saved my life. Now, she was already doing, we were able to use nutrition, literally, to cure her of her drug addiction and to stop her cutting, but she would still have thoughts about cutting. With this product, those thoughts have, whenever she gets that panic thing where she wants to cut, she takes this product and it goes away.
That's great.
And that's a tremendous thing. You know, that's a tremendous thing. That, and she's a voice, an advocate out there to other kids her age. She's a talker.
That's
you know,
great, yeah.
She's telling these other kids, you know, that there's hope for you, and this is it. I actually gave her some of those little packets, those little samples you gave me to give to some of her friends to let them know that there's hope for them out there. So do you have some other stories you could tell us about? Because we've still got about 30 minutes.
I mean, just so many. I mean, again, from Nancy Orban with her spastic angina, and when she began taking one capsule of Gabatrol twice a day, she began to cycle down, pyramid down on her meds, and even her neurologist was, like, shocked, and he's like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm just taking Gabatrol. So he ended up calling us as well. You know, I have a pharmacist, Rye Pharmacy, here in Rye, New York. This is one of the top pharmacists in the area. His wife, whenever she takes Gabatrol, she skips her Xanax doses because the Gabatrol works so well, she's able to cut off her medication for those days. So pretty profound changes people can experience. I mean, you know, from weight loss, again, Dr. Oz has said the number one reason people gain weight is because of emotional eating. They're self-medicating, right? You know that. Everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to reach for the junk or the comfort food, they call it. They call it comfort food because it makes us feel good. But, of course, we feel bad when we gain the weight, though. You know what I mean? So
sure.
Gabatrol really is motivation in a bottle because, again, it cuts off that vicious cycle. You take a serving of Gabatrol, your cravings are cut down, and then before you know it, you're feeling inspired and motivated to want to go to the gym or even just to get outside and walk around. So it really does put you back in the positive track, and that's what most people, I think, are looking for. It's like, I know what I got to do, but I don't have the inner strength to do it. This is the kind of product that's healthy for you that can get you back into creating positive habits in your life, habits that can really change your life for the better. You know, and that's why I think Arjuna, our doc, calling it meditation in a bottle. You know, another way of calling it is awareness or presence in a bottle. It really does help you to wake up and make more educated, more intelligent choices.
It, I mean, I can't tell you enough how it literally took away the, I don't know how to describe it, the shaking on the inside. You know what I mean? It was just gone. Before, I would have to take, you know, I have to admit, I hate pharmaceuticals, but I would have to take a Klonopin sometimes.
Yeah,
and I don't have to do that anymore.
Definitely.
Fabulous.
It can really do
so
a lot.
Tell us some more stories, because we got some time, and I know my listeners want to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as stories... I think, another great story is Dr. Cheryl Sedman. She's the best-selling author of Hormone Heresy, What Women Must Know About Their Hormones. And she's a very, strong advocate of women's health issues. She lectures all over the world. She's pretty well-known, actually, especially in women's health circuit. And, you know, she was going through some serious stress during a period of her life about 3 years ago when I first met her. And Dr. John Gray, of course, introduced her to the Gabatrol product because he has lectures. He has retreats up there in his ranch in Santa Monica or wherever it was. And a lot of doctors go up there. And so she was exposed because of John. And so, you know, she got a sample and came back to the office here in Ohio where she practices medicine. And one day she had a particularly stressful day. I think her mother had some kind of a health issue or whatever. And she took it, and then she called me the next day and saying, you know, Brian, I just can't believe how good I feel. I mean, I really was like, you know, flying out to rush to the hospital to see my mom, and I was in a panic attack. And usually I know, for me, my heart races, and I feel very stressed out. And this put me back down to earth. I was so calm. I was centered. I was in control. And she was like, it was life-changing. And so she's recommended it to a lot of her patients since then. Believe it or not, her mom ended up being okay. She actually gave her mom a sample one day. Her mom's like 86 years old. And she was like, Brian, I gave my mom a sample, and for the first time in like 4 or 5 years, my mom was up and active and running around and happy and cleaning. She goes, it really helped to change her around. It really put her back into being, you know, the person she used to be when she was in her late 70s. So, again, I mean, it's pretty amazing how when you can inspire somebody, when you can give them the inspiration, all kinds of things can change. I had somebody who's going to get divorced. Get this. This is going to sound so out there, but this is a true story. He had problems with premature ejaculation for many, many years, and I guess that's an issue that a lot of men struggle with. And it was so challenging for him and his wife, it was bordering on the point where they were going to have to go and get divorced. He began taking the Gabitrol. And, you know, within like several weeks, he actually called back in the office to order more and said that it had literally saved his marriage because it was able to help him to calm down and to, you know, develop a more lasting, loving relationship with his wife. Yeah, it's pretty profound.
Let me ask you a question. I buy your powder supplement, but I know that you also have a capsule supplement. Is one a better way to take it than the other?
I mean, personally, I would say you get better value for the powder. We're actually going to relaunch the powder as a new product because it is a little bit more, there's more taurine and glycine per serving, Eva, in the powder, and so it's a slightly better value. Now, again, it's a little bit more inconvenient because the capsules are easy. You can put the capsules in your pocket and take them to work, and before your big meeting or your big presentation, you can pop some capsules. You know, about a half an hour beforehand, it kicks in, and boom, you're on the money right there. So the powder isn't as convenient as the capsules, but, you know, it is a little bit better because of the fact that it has more supporting amino acids. So for that reason alone.
That's important to know.
Yeah, especially for athletes and, you know, people with digestive issues. If you have some kind of a digestive issue and the capsule might be a cause for concern, the powder is absorbed faster with less issues, of course, too. So people with colostomies and all kinds of stuff may appreciate that as well.
Now, what about your gut? Is the bioavailability hampered if your gut's not in shape?
You know, you're getting, again, into specifics that are probably beyond my purview. I do think that, I mean, here's the thing. Given the track record, I mean, we sell, I'm talking 15, 20,000 bottles a year for 5 years now, and we hardly ever have anybody call in complaining they didn't get a result. I mean, I'm talking a minuscule amount of people calling in without results. So given that, and the fact that there are so many people out there with challenging GI issues, right? Of course, it's one of the big issues now, of course. Get this now. Here's a funny tangent. People are going to vitamin stores for GI issues, for digestion, and what are they buying? They're buying enzymes and probiotics. Enzymes and probiotics. Guess what the number one reason is for people having impaired digestion? It's stress. Now, let me explain to you why. Get this. Because another word for stress, of course, is the fight or flight mechanism. When you're stressed out, your body is shifted into what's called the fight or flight. It wants to run away or fight or flight. All the hormones are ramped up. Cortisol, the survival hormones, they take blood away from the GI tract and they put it towards the muscles because that's where you survive, by having your muscles move fast. So if you're eating and you're stressed out, and you don't have the blood flow to the GI tract, you're going to have impaired digestion. You're going to have problems. So I don't care how many probiotics or enzymes you pop, if you're not calm and centered when you're eating your food, if you're arguing with somebody or you're arguing with your wife or you're watching the TV, the news is enough to stress us out these days, right? I mean, it's just one bad thing after another. The economy, global political issues. That's going
to
affect.
I don't even have a TV in my house.
You're better off, Eva, really. Because I'm telling you, if you're watching that stuff as you're eating, you're going to feel, even though you're not aware of it, you're going to get levels of stress elevation, which is going to turn off GI tract digestion, and you're going to have issues. So Gabitrol could help with that as well. As far as the bioavailability, you know, again, these are straight, pure amino acids. There's no digestion really involved because they are in their free-form state. So I think as far as having, you know, a product with the ability to transfer across the GI tract into the bloodstream, you know, Gabitrol really is going to, I'm thinking, accomplish that pretty readily, even for people that are challenged digestively.
Okay. Excuse me. Let me ask you another question. For everything that there is an antagonist. So is there anything that gets out of balance when you take this product that you could potentially get it? Is there anything we need to know, you know, about to be safe? You know, like you take too much magnesium, you mess up your calcium.
Yeah.
You take too much lysine, you mess up your arginine. Is there anything that we need to know? I mean, we also need to make people as aware, if we can, of any possible contraindications.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the only issue that I have with some people that report in, number one, if, you know, the ingredients in Gabatrol have been shown to be good for people who are trying to come off other addictions. I have people who are heroin addicts that are on Suboxone, and they swear by using Gabatrol to help them get off Suboxone. I've seen articles about doctors in Europe using combinations of some of the combinations of ingredients like phenyl-GABA and theanine and taurine to treat alcoholics in Europe, as an example. So this is something that potentially has a lot of application and utility for people that are challenged. But what I found, just so you know, is that people that have the tendency to abuse things, like addicts, might also abuse Gabatrol, and the reason is because it makes you feel really good. So I've seen people take, you know, for example, 3 capsules a day, and they felt great for like 7 or 8 days, and then it didn't work anymore, or it wasn't working the way it normally did, and they would go up to 5 capsules or 6 capsules, and before you know it, they were taking 8 or 9 capsules, and they would call me then and say, hey, you know, I love your product, but now I didn't take any time off, and I'm up to like 9 capsules a day. And so for them, they had like a psychological addiction to it, I guess. So you have to be careful if you have an addictive propensity to make sure you rotate it or you cycle it on and off. The good thing about that, though, Eva, is that the product doesn't really work the same if you keep using it all the time. If you keep using it nonstop, you can develop tolerance. And that's why we say, hey, listen, to avoid developing tolerance, you're better off cycling it as well, you know? Now, the one issue, though, as far as the antagonistic and agonistic issues that people should be, you know, just aware of, is that the phenyl-GABA in particular, it binds to a specific type of receptor called the GABA-B receptor. And the binding affinity is very strong. So it typically has a half-life of between, I mean, in the literature it says 4 to 6 hours. But I'm telling you, me personally, if I take a pretty decent dose of Gabatrol today, I still
What's
feel it.
What's a decent dose?
I mean, for me, it's like 4 capsules or 1 teaspoon.
Okay.
You know, which is you know, that's a pretty normal dose. I can still feel it the next day. So, you know, part of that might be because just of the it's dose dependent, of course. But another part could be because of the binding efficiency with the GABA-B receptor. It does seem to bind for a long time, and that helps people to feel good. But again, that's part of the reason why they can develop tolerance to it. And why they need to, again, to be aware of the fact that it's best used on a rotational or a cyclical basis.
When you say rotational, you don't mean rotational or cyclical. You don't mean replace it with something. You just mean, you're basically meaning on and off, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, if someone, I mean, some people, again, we get the bottom of the barrel here. We get people that have lifelong issues with insomnia because Gabatrol helps them to fall asleep. It really is good for sleep. It'll definitely knock you out and put you to sleep. So we get a lot of people like that that have had issues for decades with insomnia, for decades with like stress and anxiety and all kinds of problems. So I've definitely seen quite a lot of cases come across, come across my desktop, I guess, basically. And it seems like some people just can't get a handle on their stress. And so when they are rotating off the Gabatrol, you know, if they need something else, then maybe they can use the prescription medication that they had to use, but at least now they're using less of it, as an example, right? Or they might want to take, you know, something like, of course, and Eva, I believe in this, please. If you're not taking a good quality fish oil, a good quality multivitamin, extra magnesium, people are so deficient in magnesium these days, they need, forget about calcium. Magnesium.
And you know that's because they don't have enough taurine. The taurine's what holds on to that magnesium.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. I mean, taurine, again, I'm telling you, the science behind taurine is nothing short of miraculous, so I wouldn't be surprised. But I definitely think that people take way too much calcium and not enough magnesium. We are a chronically deficient magnesium country, without a doubt, you know?
Yeah, everybody takes calcium, and then they say, oh, but they don't take vitamin D or D3. So it goes, yeah. I have a friend that's a medical doctor, and he says, you know, the only reason sea turtles die at 150 years old is because they calcify.
Yeah.
So, you know, people don't think to take that D3, and without that D3, it goes right straight to their arteries and calcifies them, and they die of, you know, plaque disease.
Sure, yeah.
But it's the taurine that holds on to the magnesium, and so everybody's running out and taking magnesium. I did the same thing. I ran out and took a lot of magnesium and did transdermal magnesium, and then I couldn't figure out why am I, you know, why is 80% of the people in the world magnesium deficient and the other few are magnesium depleted, and it's taurine.
Wow, that's great.
So
well, there you
really
go. Another reason.
Thing.
Yeah, it's another reason why magnesium, I mean, more taurine is really, I'm telling you, it's just nothing short of miraculous. It's an amazing amino acid. And if it helps to transport magnesium, well, so be it. One more, you know, feather in its cap, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah, it's
you
a
know?
Great thing.
That is great,
well, we've got 20 minutes left. What do you want to talk about? Is there anything else? You can talk about anything you want to. I don't talk about
I mean, a couple of things. I think number one, I want to stress the importance of people having all the basics down. I mean, listen, I don't want you popping pills if you're not exercising every day. You need to get out. Your body was designed. Our Paleolithic ancestors, you know, typically went out and foraged all day. They hunted and gathered all day. Oftentimes they come back with no food. So our body's mechanisms of survival are designed more for those types of environments. So today we have too much food. We're all sitting on our butts, you know, in front of the computer. It's a very toxic lifestyle. You need to get off your butt and out and exercise. Get out in the woods, especially, because believe it or not, studies show that when people exercise out in nature, they get more serotonin. They feel better. They get a shift in their values even, actually. This has been shown scientifically. I really believe people need to reconnect with nature and get out and exercise. And, of course, a good diet. Everyone knows that. I'm sure your show stresses that up the wazoo as far as people having a healthy, balanced diet. Yeah. You know, some kind of prayer or meditation, Eva, is important as well. I mean, your listeners need to connect with something bigger than themselves, and whether that means going to church or, you know, for me, again, it's meditation and prayer. Some kind of connection with Source is very important. You know, and then besides that, of course, if you have the periods where you want to be, you know, 100%, and you want to really step up and achieve what you think you can, Gabatrol is that high-performance tool that will really take the edge off and make you a better parent, a better boss, as an example. It will improve the quality of any relationship, because when you're more present and you're more loving and understanding and can be there for somebody, everyone's going to see that, and of course they're going to vibrate, or they're going to kind of give back to you what you give out to them. And so it really can, I think, change people's lives. I mean, I love to use the analogy. Eva, life's an Olympic event, and really all of us want to get the gold. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to get the gold medal in their life? But, you know, Olympic athletes, they leave nothing to chance. They have trainers that help them with their nutrition. Trainers help them with their, you know, with their strategies for training and lifting weights and all that kind of stuff. So we need tools. We need people around us that can help us to do that. And this show and Eva, and I guess myself as well, that's what we're dedicated to, is being teachers and trainers to help you get the gold medal in your life. And Gabatrol is one of those products that I think you owe it to yourself. I mean, this is you get one chance, one go around here. You owe it to yourself to take the Gabatrol experiment. Watch how much better your life is. Watch how much easier you can accomplish everything you want to with less tension when you feel at ease with life. And that's what Gabatrol can give. And I really think people should go to, again, the website is rxstress.com, www.rxstress.com. We have a good FAQ section there. I'm going to post the questions that Eva asked me before as well up there. And, you know, at least try it out and see what happens. We offer a money-back guarantee as well, Eva. So I really want your listeners to be satisfied that if they do try the product, they're going to get the results that we discussed here tonight in the show.
Yeah, you'll feel it in 15 minutes. I want to share two things here before we get through. One thing, you tell the story about your doctor's, your friend that's a doctor, his wife didn't need her Xanax.
That's right.
I just want to say to the listening audience, that's a great thing. She's married to a doctor. Don't do that without your doctor's, you know, telling your doctor you're doing it. Because we don't want somebody to be responsible for somebody committing suicide because they go off their SSRI.
Yeah, no, everything, of course, the caveat is consult with your nutritionally oriented doctor. I really do think that it's advantageous for all your listeners out there to find, I'm sure their doctor hopefully does know, because it's so big these days, right, Eva? A nutritionally oriented doctor that can really help. You know, that is important. You're right.
And the second thing that I would like to say, I live up in a community up in the Appalachian Mountains where there's a little hub of holistic people, and one of ours is a couple of them are medical doctors. And one of the things that I've noticed when I've shared these little sample packets that you sent me, there's a lot of meth and a lot of moonshine spills up there. So I've met a couple of people that, I mean, did you see that movie Deliverance?
Yes, I did, yeah.
That's where I live.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where our farm is, So, but anyway, so the people that did drugs, we're using this to expect a very, you know, wow, a big bang experience. It's not like that, not to me anyway. It was more subtle, and it's not going to wipe you off your feet. It was more like taking a good deep breath and being able to open your eyes and see flowers instead of lightning bolts.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So
no, it does.
I just wanted to say, you know, if that's the kind of person that you've been and that's what you're looking for, you know, it's not going to be an ecstasy experience or, you know, an LSD experience. It's going to be a much more holistic, subtle, integrated feeling of feel good. I don't know how else.
No, I think you're right. Well, I mean, Eva, I would think your listeners, here's the thing, you're definitely right, that people that are health-oriented, that are into infinite consciousness and expanding their life, they're not into substance abuse. Most of them are very health-conscious, and so, you know, because the model we use in this company, just so you know, is the least amount possible to achieve the desired result. That means, you know, if you can get by on one or two capsules a day or a quarter teaspoon of the powder and you feel great, or if you have a child that has kind of behavioral issues and you find, you know, an eighth of a teaspoon of the powder makes that child do better in school, that's all you need. Again, the least amount possible to achieve the desired result. You can't always think that more is better, because even with things like vitamin D, a lot of these vitamins actually, vitamin A too, more is not necessarily better. These are really good vitamins and nutrients, but more can actually be potentially toxic. Too much vitamin D can be potentially toxic, actually, so you have to be careful. I think that motto, but I'm hoping your audience is very, you know, well-versed on that fact
they
and
are
not prone to chemical abuse.
Are.
Yeah.
This particular one, this person that I'm thinking about, her son was an addict, and her son really wanted to get well. So he's on some nutritional supplements and Power Plus. I don't know if you're familiar about that. I told you, she wants to couple up with you, by the way. So the two of you need to connect.
Sure.
But the girlfriend, she wasn't doing better. And I think when she said, "I want to try some," and when she didn't get that big bang experience, she was disappointed. But then the mother, who was the one encouraging him to do better, said, "Oh man, even my back doesn't hurt anymore. My hips don't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
My muscles feel better." So it was just an all over feel better thing.
That's great.
So
yeah.
We got 10 more minutes. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, again, I just think people should go to the website and, you know, you can look and see the video from John Gray doing the testimonial about Gabatrol and how he thinks it can reduce stress and tension and improve the quality of relationships. There's an extensive FAQ section. If there's anything we didn't answer tonight, the rxstress.com website is definitely a big FAQ. They can also reach me, Eva, if they want. You know, there's information on the website where they can email me with their questions. They can call the office during regular business hours, of course. That number is there as well.
Yeah, why don't you just tell us everything?
Yeah, sure. If they want to call in an order on Tuesday or anytime during the weekend, again, if people want to call in an order, we'll give them free shipping on all their orders as long as they mention this radio show or your name, Eva Herr, of course. The number is 203-838-2638. That's 203-838-2638. That's during regular business hours. We are busy, so if you get the voicemail, leave a message. We will call you back. And we're here to help. We've had a lot of life-changing results. I really think that, again, you get one chance in life. You owe it to yourself to take the Gabatrol experiment, because so many people have had such positive life-changing results. that it's just worth it to see how much more you can accomplish when you have less stress and tension. It's pretty amazing.
So what are your, we got a couple more minutes, what are your other interests, Brian?
Well, I mean, my big passion, of course, is like you, is you know, quantum physics and you know, this new age, the integration, I would call it, Eva, of you know, Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism with quantum physics into a new paradigm. I really think that this year really is a hallmark year of shifting. And
I do too.
Yeah, and I think all the great teachers, I'm really excited about the fact that, you know, people like Dr. Bruce Lipton, who wrote the book The Biology of Belief, you know, who I've actually had part of his book on my show. I've had people call in and read off segments. Dr. Michael Murray's been on my show. Gary Null's been on the show. I have a radio show myself, and it's definitely pretty exciting, the fact that there really is a lot of shifting going on. Gabatrol, of course, can help with that, because during times of change, it can be very stressful and very tense. And so it is good to have something there, of course. But I think renewed growth, or, you know, a renewed way of looking at life, and I'm hoping a renewed economy can really take hold going forward here. So, you know, I think that's a pretty exciting thing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely dedicated to helping people, I guess, live happier, healthier lives like yourself. That's a very important thing. And so, again, it comes back to the basics, of course. If you take care of the basics, then hopefully life will start improving for you. And then, of course, after that, you get some better tools. You know, I think neuro-linguistic programming is good. Meditation is really good. I'm sure being a regular listener to your show can also empower people. I'm sure you've had a lot of really good guests on. So I just encourage people not to give up. Yeah,
great.
I'm sure.
As a matter of fact, I have a new book coming out in September.
Oh, great.
It's called Consciousness, Bridging the Gap Between Conventional Science and the New Superscience of Quantum Mechanics.
Oh, that's awesome.
Each chapter is I interviewed probably 60 or 70 people to get this book, and it ended up with 9 chapters, each being Bill Tiller, Dean Radin, Irvin Laszlo, Henry Stapp, Elizabeth Rauscher, Brenda Dunn. Anyway, I'm going to email you that.
That's great.
There's
yeah,
a
very
new book
about that
I read. I met this new man the other day through Elizabeth. Told me about this new book called How the Hippies Save Physics. And it's by Dave Kaiser. He's at MIT. He's the director of the history of science at MIT. And I was so excited when I got this book the other night. I couldn't even go to sleep that night.
It's that good,
this man. Yes, yes. It's
wow.
If you like what you like, you'll love this book, and you'll love my book too. But this book's kind of like the history of it, and how Elizabeth Weiss, Rauscher and George Weissman started this group back in the 70s of Fred Allen Wolf and Jack Sefardi and a whole bunch of other people called the Fundamental Physics Group. They would do it after their day jobs at night because everybody made fun of them. And it's the story of how the science of consciousness came to be. And it's an amazing book. So if you like those kind of things, and for my listeners, that's a great new book that's coming out, and watch for mine in September.
Yeah, please do send it, actually. I'm always a fan of learning that stuff and integrating it. And believe it or not, I'll actually share with my listeners, because I have a radio show as well. I will definitely share that with my listeners, because they're also like into mind-body, into personal growth. I mean, I think it's a good thing to have these days. Everyone wants to be better. And, you know, you don't get there by praying only. You need to do a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah, and I think that we get there by joining hands.
Oh, I definitely agree.
That's how
Without
we do
doubt.
It. We join hands, and everybody, you know, instead of arguing about whether GABA crosses the blood-brain barrier like some people I know have done, let's hold hands and research together and figure out how to make it better.
Yeah.
Rather than arguing about
just
it.
Tell them to try the Gabatrol and tell them that
I sent them emails.
They can feel it crossing the blood-brain barrier, exactly. You know, we actually have a trial-sized bottle now as well. For people that really just don't want to invest in a larger-sized bottle, for less than $20, they can get a trial-sized bottle, which is, you know, between 5 to 10 servings. So it'll last them between 1 and 2 weeks. That may be a good way to try it out. And, again, if they go to www.rxstress.com, they can get that with free shipping. As long as they mention your radio show or your name, we'll give them free shipping on that one. And, again, the number for the office is 203-838-2638. And, you know, that's a good way to get on board and try it. You know, then if they have any questions, they can always call the office after they buy the product as well. Of course, we're here to help, you know.
All I can say is everybody's body chemistries are different. But I don't think you'll be sorry. I think you'll be glad that you... I mean, first time I've tried this product, and like I said, I sit on the board of this group, the Alliance for Addiction Solutions, and I'm in charge of education. And so I'm always looking for good things to help people with mood disorders and addiction. And when I tried this stuff, I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So it's a great product, Brian. Thank you.
Well,
and,
I appreciate it.
I look forward to having you in a few months back on for the addiction group that I belong to. And keep in touch.
That sounds great, Eva. Thanks for having me on. I'll
send you a copy of my book and promise me that you'll write me back and tell me what you think about it.
I will. You have it, for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Yeah, great. Take care. Good night.
Good night.